Well, look at MetLife Stadium, just across the parking lot from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants held their final open practice of the year. We welcome you to another edition of Giants Training Camp live here on the MSG Networks. I'm Bob Papa. Coming up in this half hour, chock full of stuff for you, including Odell Beckham Jr.'s spectacular catch today. You'll hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. And Sean O'Hara had a chance to sit down and talk with Justin Pugh. And Sean O'Hara joins me over these next 30 minutes. And Sean, look, preseason game number one under the books. The Giants in some pads today and getting some good work in getting ready for Monday night's game against Cleveland.
Yeah, as a player, the first preseason game is kind of a chance to knock the rust off. And then when you come back to practice, you can really start honing your craft. And it gives you a little glimpse into things that you need to really work on.
A lot of excitement here, a lot of things going on with the New York Giants. Let's take a look at some of the transactions for the New York Giants on this Monday. Andrew Terzilli signed. He played his college ball at Rutgers. From Butler High School. Chris Casher signed as a linebacker. Kevin Norwood and Colin Thompson both waived injured. Well, one thing is for certain with the New York Giants. When you say Odell Beckham Jr., there's always a lot of excitement. The numbers that he's put on the board through the first 3 years of his career are prolific. Not seen in NFL standards to this point. Dominant, exciting, enthralling, and he's poised and ready for a fourth season.
Personally, the way that I feel mentally, physically, spiritually right now, I'm just in a better place. I'm in a real good place. So things are flowing. Keep continuing to push them in the right direction. I'm just in a different place. I don't even know how to explain it. I'm just don't even feel like I'm here sometimes. My mind is just out of there. But just trying to get better each and every day. We talk about it 1%. So what can I do to get 1% better than yesterday? And that's obviously the goal.
Well, he can do a lot of incredible things on the field. He's in a good place, Sean. I think he's much more comfortable going into year number four. And today, he put on a show on the practice field.
Yeah, he certainly did. He's definitely acting more mature. I think he's also realizing the urgency that this season is representing. And here you see that play you're talking about.
Yeah, that was against Janoris Jenkins. It was absolutely spectacular. It went viral really fast. He didn't just do it yesterday, though. One of the things that makes him so special is he did it yesterday as well.
Yeah, it was hard to one-up the catch he had yesterday, but the place erupted here. The fans went nuts when they saw it, and you mentioned it. All of a sudden, it was on social media. Everybody was watching it, and it seems like just when you think you've seen the most impressive catch by Odell Beckham, there it is right there. Great catch. He goes out and says, you know what? I got one better, and he showed up today, and he did it against Janoris Jenkins in one-on-one. Here's the crazy thing, Bob. I was talking to one of the coaches. Before he went out on that one-on-one drill today, he said, hey, coach, watch this. So he kind of had it in his mind that he was going to do something spectacular.
Yeah, and Janoris Jenkins had great coverage on the play. That's what makes the play today, as compared to yesterday, more spectacular. Janoris Jenkins, Pro Bowl player, had great coverage on the play, and Odell just did something out of mind, out of body.
Yeah, it's amazing how he can contort his body in the air. But to catch the ball as he did, as it was on its way down, there's only two people that can make that catch. One's Odell and one's Bob Papa.
Yeah, right. I catch lobs from you. That's about it.
Sure. I can give you a location.
You give me the location, I got the hands for it.
Yeah, easy peasy.
You know, one of the things about Odell Beckham Jr. that is really exciting is that all the things that he brings to the table. The other thing is the introspective nature that he has. And despite all the lofty accomplishments that he's had in his career, Odell still has something burning inside him, unfinished business from last year.
I really thought about it, and I'm thinking about it, even growing up, the Giants historical team, the Packers historical team, Lambeau Field, ice cold, perfect conditions, everything that you could dream of, and wasn't able to capture the moment, and did it in a horrible way, in a way that, I woke up out of my sleep too. Didn't think it was real, but I used that pain. I used that pain, and I turned it into positive energy.
How about the introspective nature of the fact that Green Bay game has really motivated him for 2017?
I think it's part of the maturation process that we're seeing from Odell. And also, after that game, he talked about how bad he wants to win. And I think when you lose a game of that magnitude and you're so close, and you don't play your best, that haunts you, and it drives you. I could see it in his determination when he comes out here in practice, and that is infectious. It's contagious. Other guys are playing off of it, and I think we're going to see, which is scary, an even more determined Odell Beckham.
Yeah, and it speaks to the growth and the maturity, as you pointed out, that that's something that kind of hangs with him and sticks with him, and he wants to sort of right a wrong that he feels personally as far as what he can bring to the table, and I think those comments that he made today were outstanding. Listen, obviously, he's not a one-man band here. There are some other weapons to help Eli Manning in this offense out. Let's start with Brandon Marshall and the things that he can add to this offense.
Yeah, one of the things that's helping Odell out right now is he doesn't feel like he has to do everything. You bring in Brandon Marshall. 2 years ago, Brandon Marshall caught 12 touchdown passes for the Jets. But here's what Brandon Marshall gives you, all right? Here, he's covered there. Eli Apple was in perfect position, still made the catch. Again, Eli Apple right there in coverage. Even when Brandon Marshall is covered, he still finds a way to come down with the football. I've seen Eli put the ball right on him, a little high ball catch with a defender in his hip pocket in the red zone, and that's really a luxury in the NFL, and it's something that I know Eli is looking forward to using.
And when you won Super Bowl 42, and even the team that you had in 2008, there was Plaxico Burress, that big target that really helped Eli out. Who could forget those, you know, deep crosses and Plaxico snaring the ball out of the air, and Brandon Marshall will bring that element to this team.
Yeah, and Plaxico in that NFC Championship game against Green Bay, I mean, he undressed Al Harris with his routes, but he also, he was physical with him. And when you have a physical guy like Brandon Marshall, it makes those throws easier. It gives you a lot more of a circle, you know, a radius as a quarterback as far as where you want to put that football.
Another guy at practice today that made some nice plays was the rookie, Evan Engram, and this is another weapon for Eli Manning. Your take on what you've seen out of the young man?
I'm so impressed with the speed that Evan Engram has been able to play as a rookie. He's not thinking now. He's going out playing. He's letting the natural ability take over. There you see right there, I mean, just snatching the ball out of the air and yet having the presence of mind to get the feet down. He's another big target, but he makes it all look so natural. He can block too, Bob, so he's not just a pass-receiving tight end. But I think having Evan Engram now, having Brandon Marshall, if you want to double Odell Beckham, the Giants didn't really have an answer in terms of a big target. Now they have two of them. Evan Engram's going to be big for Eli.
Yeah, and then, you know, let's not forget Sterling Shepard, who had a fantastic rookie season. You sprinkle him into the mix, and the weapons are all over the place for this football team. They got to protect up front, and they've got to get a balance a little bit with the run game.
Yeah, we've seen them now look differently already this year with the fullback. Different personnel, different formations. Situationally, that's something that they're looking to improve on, specifically down in the red zone.
The defense is also looking to improve upon things, and so is Andrew Adams, who started 13 games for the Giants last year. But he's looking to make plays and battle, not only for his roster spot, but maybe keep that starting job. We'll hear from the second-year safety when we return to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Network.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
We welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. Talking about the Giants and their practice today. Final practice open to the public. The Giants want to thank all the fans for turning out this year. First preseason game this past week at MetLife Stadium against the Pittsburgh Steelers. A couple plays we want to zero in on. And it looks like Landon Collins is ready to pick up off that first-team All-Pro form. Right out of the gate makes his presence felt.
Yeah, you could tell he couldn't wait to hit somebody in another colored jersey. Landon Collins, look, he's a thumper. He wants to be downhill. He wants to attack the line of scrimmage. Sure, he'll play in coverage, but here you see him. I mean, he's 10 yards from the football, Bob. Yet he comes down and makes a tackle for a loss. Great job by Olivier Vernon spilling the play to him. But here from another angle, you could see, I mean, this is a great tackle right here. I mean, he's getting low, lower than the running back, and he finished that play off. Landon Collins, I mean, he's flying all over the field.
Yeah, and good form, didn't try to blow the guy up, went in low, made the tackle, nice and secure. That's how you don't have missed tackles when you use the proper technique.
Heads up tackling, and you run through with your feet.
One of the guys that has really done a nice job in this training camp, and then it showed in the preseason game against Pittsburgh, was Jake Bromley. Obviously, there's a vacancy with Jonathan Hankins having signed with the Indianapolis Colts, who will line up alongside Snacks, and Bromley taking advantage of his opportunity.
Yeah, he's looked great in training camp, but here he is, 3rd-and-1. All right, he darts inside of left guard Ramon Foster, And the penetration on short yardage plays will always shut down an offense. I thought Bromley did a great job, not just reacting to the play, but reading it pre-snap and finishing off the play, which was a great momentum swing right there for the Giants.
Yeah, and with rookie Dalvin Tomlinson also looking good in the game, the Giants are well-stocked at that defensive tackle position. Devin Taylor comes up with an interception. Now, he's an interesting player to watch. I mean, he's 6'7". His arms are extremely long, and you can use him in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, the number 97 reminds me of Matthias Kiwanuka, but here you see him. It was a blitz. He dropped back in coverage. Great job with the hands, and then the run after the catch. I mean, forget that he got tackled by an O-lineman. I'm sure they're ribbing him. But just the awareness right here, the athletic ability, this is huge to have another guy. The Giants have been looking for a third and a fourth rusher, somebody to kind of fill that void when JPP or OV need a breather. Devin, with that length, with those long arms, with that athletic ability, he provides him with a great opportunity.
Yeah, and he started 16 games last year for the Lions, so he's got a lot of game experience. You couple that with Kerry Wynn, who showed some things, Romeo Okwara as well, and suddenly the Giants have a lot of depth at that defensive end pass rushing rotation. Well, they also have a lot of depth in their secondary, and it's time for today's Insider, as Madeline Burke had a chance to catch up with Andrew Adams.
The first preseason game is in the books. You've had a couple practices since. What are your initial takeaways from getting to face another team?
You know, it was definitely fun, you know, to hit a different color. You know, I think all the guys were fired up. You know, we're tired of going against each other. But, you know, we've got to trust the process. And, you know, we're going to learn from the film, you know, that we watched, you know, a few days ago and keep getting better.
Now, last year, you really stepped up and filled an opportunity going in for the injured Darian Thompson, playing 14 games, starting 13. Really shined last season. This year, new season, new challenge, new competition. How do you approach this season?
I kind of have the same mindset, you know, as last year. You know, I'm still an undrafted guy, so I still have, you know, a lot to prove in this league. You know, I still want to prove, you know, that, you know, I am a starter. You know, I can contribute, you know, have a great role in this team. But, you know, whatever the team asks me to do, that's what I'll do.
Now, being undrafted, is that part of what drives you every day?
Definitely. I have that chip on my shoulder, you know, not getting a phone call, you know, that's a dream, you know, that's a, you know, every kid's dream. So it's definitely a chip on my shoulder that, you know, I take into practice and games, you know, every time I step on the field.
Well, he certainly showed that chip on his shoulder the other night against the Pittsburgh Steelers, because here's a guy, Sean, that started 13 games, as Madeline pointed out, was an undrafted free agent. But you still got to show the coaches your willingness to do anything, as Andrew talked about. We're going to take a look at his coverage on a kickoff the other night. Niles Davis is returning the kick, and watch Andrew Adams right here. Boom, gets him to the ground, holds him to a 15-yard return.
Yeah, pure hustle. And as an undrafted free agent myself, I understand that mentality. You have to be full tilt in everything that you do. But the one thing that Andrew Adams has done is he's provided value in everything that he does, whether it's as a backup in the secondary, whether it's as a starter. You know, we heard Madeline talk about he started 13 games for them last year when Thompson went down. I think he's added so much value. He's also the personal protector on the punt team. So that's a huge position. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. He's going to be a big part of this team.
Do you find yourself like pulling for guys that were undrafted free agents like yourself out of Rutgers?
Absolutely, because I know the mindset that it takes, and every team needs a certain amount of guys like that, because they're the ones that are willing to go the extra mile, put in the extra work.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on the program, Sean goes one-on-one with Justin Pugh as the Giants offensive line looking to come together here in 2017 as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks.
The newest Hess toy truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
And we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks as the Giants wrap up another day of practice here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Up next for the Giants, a Monday night showdown in Cleveland against the Browns. There is so much focus on the 2017 Giants and the offensive line and how they can get better upon last year. Sean O'Hara had a chance to sit down with Justin Pugh.
Justin, you got 18 snaps against the Steelers. What was that like to kind of go out and play against another opponent?
It was the first step, going out there, going against a 3-4 defense. Obviously, we run a, you know, a four-man front, so it was good to kind of knock the rust off on some of those calls and take them out of the bag. So that was good. Obviously, we want to put 6 points on the board. We don't want to come away with three, so we had a real good opportunity. We were first and goal. We got to get a touchdown there, somewhere we struggled last year, so that would have been something I wish we would have capitalized on.
Yeah, the first game's knocking off a lot of the rust, but the first play of the game, you guys looked different. You know, you had a fullback out there, you had a fullback and a tight end, Rhett Ellison, you know, Houston's a part of it now. What is that going to do to you guys offensively, and how is that going to make you guys better with the run game?
It makes us more multiple. Defenses can't just line up and expect to have zebra personnel, three receivers, one tight end. We can bring a fullback out there. We can bring two tight ends. One of them runs a 4-4. So it's hard to match up against us now. And the more multiple we can keep it, you keep the defense on their toes, keep them guessing, and it's just going to help us out. We're able to – they have a misfit by the linebacker, and we hit it out the backside for 8 yards. You know, hopefully he makes that guy miss. That could have been a touchdown run early. So it's something that I'm happy about. I know the offensive line is happy about it. It allows us to get some more beef onto the field when we need to.
So now you guys have a little bit of a lull here before your next game. What's something that you guys are working at offensively coming off of that game?
Just going over the installs, making sure we don't have any mental errors out there. Going out there every practice and fine-tuning those different things. Your footwork on a deuce block or, you know, a double team to a linebacker, for those that don't know the offensive line nomenclature. Really working on keep building that camaraderie. We have a couple off days here, and then we have 11 days. We have four games, something like that. So we really got to take care of our bodies now, make sure we're healthy going into these next three.
All right, let's talk about your defense a little bit. You guys got some good players that you get to work against every single day. What has Dalvin Tomlinson showed you as a young rookie? And talk a little bit about Jay Bromley, who's really been playing great in training camp.
You know, Jay is a guy that I've been with since I was at Syracuse. I've known what Jay can do. He can get low. He's got really long arms. He can get there, and he really can help extend and shed blocks. And Dalvin's kind of come out of nowhere. He was running with the twos and then got some reps with the ones. And going against him, he is a strong, low center of gravity guy and can create havoc. He's a tough kid. So I can't say enough good things about him. So those two guys that are definitely going to have to step up. Obviously, we lose Hankins. Rob Thomas is another guy who was injured for a little while. So I think those three guys are going to have to pick up that production at that three technique spot.
All right. Eli had the night off. Did you guys give him a hard time about just kind of sitting on the shelf and just watching?
I, as much as I wanted to. Was he 13 years in, two-time Super Bowl MVP? I think he's earned the first preseason game off. But obviously, as an O lineman, we saw all the skill guys were sitting out and we were still going. But that's just part of being an offensive lineman. You're never included in that superstar category, you know?
Yeah, we wear that grind with pride, right?
Exactly.
Justin Pugh, one of the veterans, going into his fifth year out of Syracuse, former first-round draft pick, trying to lead that Giants offensive line. Speaking of the offensive line and the defensive line, they went at it today in practice. When we come back, we'll hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo as we continue with Giants training camp live here on the MSG Network.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Network. Bob Popo along with Sean O'Hara. And Sean, today was the last open practice for fans, and the players spent a lot of time signing autographs, including Eli Manning. And I know it's something that you like to see.
Yeah, it was a great turnout by the fans. Obviously, they got a good show with some really good catches with Odell Beckham and Evan Ingram. But, yeah, I thought it was really nice that that Eli went out, and he was probably one of the last guys out signing autographs. You know, he's been a true pro on and off the field for the Giants.
Yeah, and the Giants want to thank all the fans that came throughout the course of training camp to come out and support the team. A lot of work today as the Giants were in full pads. Afterwards, head coach Ben McAdoo liked the way the O-line and D-line went to work.
Today was a good day for them. They were low. They fired off the ball. The offense and defensive line got after each other. We didn't have anything post-snap, which was nice to see. They could learn how to play physical football while being committed to discipline and poise. And we worked well together, and we got better out there today.
So working well together was a recipe. And I guess, Sean, you know, when you've been in camp long enough, the guys have finally figured out how to go hard but not take it over the line.
Yeah, well, their legs are underneath them, and one of the things that you worry about as a coach and as a player is when you go full pads, now all of a sudden bodies are on the ground. I didn't see anybody really on the ground today, which is a good sign. It means that both the O-line and the D-lineman are working well together. You know, it's a little different sense of urgency, too, though. Usually in the preseason, once you have a game, now you know another preseason game is right around the corner. For the Giants, they have 10 days, basically, in between games, so a little different tempo.
Time to cue up today's play of the day, and who do you think it is? That's right, Odell Beckham Jr. with his one-handed circus catch today against Janoris Jenkins. And, Sean, I mean, it's just fun watching this thing again. There's great coverage there.
So dirty. Janoris Jenkins is right there, and he just there's nothing he can do.
The cool part about it was afterwards, Janoris was kind of laughing about it.
Yeah, he kind of said, hey, why did you have to do me like that? I think he just kind of understands, hey, you know what? There's some things you cannot defend. It's kind of like the crane kick that Mr. Miyagi taught Ralph Macchio.
Oh, you love the movie references. Sean, good stuff as always, my friend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.
We are out of time. We are back here tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live. For Sean O'Hara, Bob Papa, good night, everybody.